I'm Joe Wade Formicola.
Joe Wade Formicola.
Joe Wade Formicola
on News Radio 680 WPTF and WPTF.com.
Labor Day weekend. Are you believe it, man? Summer's gone already. All right, here's a scam. Let me just tell you what we got up to today. Good to be back. I've been off for a couple of weeks. We're going to introduce our guest here in a second. We're going to talk a little bit about the GOP convention from a speech point of view, okay? Not so, you know, politics is going to play into it because that's all that's going on right now. Football and politics. I think it's the same thing. We'll have some open line later on. Later on between two. Actually, I've asked a friend of mine to join us if he calls in. He got the email. Vinny was at the GOP convention as a delegate, and I asked him to call in at 2 o'clock hour. We'll do some open line chat a little bit about a whole bunch of stuff. Right now, let me introduce to you Wendy Lipton Dibner. This woman's a professional. I don't book idiots on this show. I book people that are smarter than me. Wendy is a president of Professional Impact Incorporated, founder of Move People to Action System for Business Acceleration. She's a big-time author. She writes books. I can't spell. So that's why I got Wendy on, because what do I know? Wendy, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. Good to finally meet you.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit. You watched the convention, I hope.
I did, of course.
All right. We're going to talk about the speeches a little bit, and then we'll invite listeners to call in and give us their two cents on it, because we got the big Democratic convention starting Monday, you know, just a few miles down the road here in North Carolina. Okay. Join the conversation with Wendy and I, 919-860-9783. Okay, let's do this first of all. Tell us a little bit about Move People to Action. I mean, that's very interesting, and that was my that's how you induced interest to me to get hold of you.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, Move People to Action is a system for business professionals to be able to really get their message heard through effective speaking, whether that speaking is live on a platform like we're seeing at the conventions, or whether it's simply one-to-one or on video on their websites.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I've been in broadcasting a long time because, you know, I couldn't get a real job. The thing is with this, Wendy, I always say advertising works. It's the message that's wrong. People hear your message, but if they don't like it, they don't care about it.
Exactly.
Everybody, you know, advertising works. I mean, if it didn't work, nobody would advertise, okay? Advertising works, I tell people, but your message is wrong. And that's really what you're saying, right, Wendy? The right message.
Right message and right delivery, Joe.
Well, that's, you know, it's important. See, I tell people in broadcasting, we not only think about how we sound, but we have to think about what we're saying, doing it. Most people don't think how they sound. They just think about what they're saying.
Right. And as a
God, I like you, Wendy. How come I haven't booked you before?
Well, but, you know, I don't know, because I was living right in your backyard.
Come on.
Duke.
Well, you were a Duke?
I was.
You went to Duke?
I did.
Hot-looking babe like you went to Duke?
I did. Don't hold it against me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, let's talk about the convention. Join the conversation with Wendy. It's going to be a little fun this hour. 919-860-9783. Join the conversation. Best guest I can have on is you. 919-860-9783. All right. Give me your highlights. We'll talk about them all. Give me some speeches you thought were very, very effective.
Okay, let's talk about what I consider effective, and that way that'll make sense, because what I thought was effective might not be what your listeners are finding, which is, of course, what makes great radio. The reality for me is that we've got to realize that these people are there for one purpose, which is to manipulate us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay.
So persuade us. They're trying to convince us of their product.
They are. So it's all persuasion. And we all do this every single day. We manipulate people right and left just, you know, to get our spouses to take out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, who was the most effective? And now, when we start to look at all the speakers, and obviously we'll leave Romney for last because he's the
Christian. Okay, that's good, right? Because there's a lot. I saw most of the important speeches. Go ahead.
Okay, so there were some speeches that were incredibly effective that weren't necessarily considered to be the most important speeches. So let's talk about those really quickly. I think one of the people who really stood out as the one who, in many ways, stole the show for the Republicans in terms of being the most effective at really moving people to action, mm-hmm. was Governor Susana Martinez.
Okay.
She took that platform, and she allowed her authenticity and her genuine raw emotion to come out and had people in that audience right in the palm of her hand, which is really the essence of persuasion. We're all persuaded emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when we look at what she did and then we start to compare other people to her, now let's move right to Paul Ryan.
Okay.
Now, what's the major difference between what Susana Martinez did and what Paul did? Paul is much more polished. He, many people will call him a superb speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where he falls apart.
Uh-oh. I'm taking notes, Wendy.
You ready
go.
For this, baby?
I'm ready. Go.
He's a little too canned.
Okay.
He's a little too polished. He's a little too slick. He's the consummate politician.
Yeah, because that's all he's done his whole life, you know.
Exactly.
He never had a job. People don't understand about Paul Ryan. I'm not knocking. It's just a fact. He never worked. He ran for office as a kid, and he's been doing it ever since.
Exactly.
He's not been to Walmart and Aldi with me, Wendy. He's not going around town looking for chicken leg quarters
there
like I am.
There you go.
All right, okay, I'll give you that. Now, go ahead, keep going, because then we're going to open up the phone lines. In fact, lines are always open on this show. 919-860-9783. But when we start, you know, throwing out some stuff, then people can kind of digest and feel where they want to chime in. Keep going.
One of the things that you can really see when you look at the speakers in this campaign and in the one next week is whether their background is helping them or hurting them on the stage.
I got one guy that motivated me, and I thought I could relate to him, although I'm not like him. But who do you think that might have been?
You know, I don't know you well enough to know your background. I do know that a lot of my clients are just raving about Marco Rubio. And
that's your winner. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Winner. I'll tell you why. He told a story.
Exactly.
He told a story about his parents.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a truck driver, blue-collar guy, World War II vet, Purple Heart, Battle Stars.
There you go.
He told his father worked 16 hours a day, you know, throwing beers and drinks, and his mother cleaning hotels.
That's it.
See, he understands us.
That's it.
I'm not going to knock Mitt Romney, but I'm going to say the fact. I'm from Michigan. I remember his father. He was a great governor. He was a liberal Republican, but he was a great guy. Mitt Romney grew up rich. He went to Cranbrook. You know what it costs to get into Cranbrook?
A lot.
It's $10,000 a minute.
That's right.
And that's where Robin Williams went because his father was an executive of Ford. That's where the rich people went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not knocking Mitt Romney. It's not his fault his own man was loaded, but he didn't live like Marco Rubio did.
And he didn't share the stories as effectively.
He doesn't know. You know, I walk in different shoes today than I did 10 years ago because I lost everything, lost jobs and money. I'm a different guy, okay?
That's
now, I didn't grow up rich. I didn't grow up poor, though. You didn't have to have a fundraiser for us. The old man did okay. But, I mean, the point was that he didn't give us a lot either because he wanted us to earn it. That's just that World War II mentality. Maybe your parents or dad was like that. I don't know. But the point was that Marco Rubio related to me. He was the only Republican that spoke. And there's others that I didn't hear them all. But, you know, I thought Jeb Bush did a good job. He was a one-trick pony on the education, but he was effective.
Yes.
I thought Christie was talking about Christie.
Yes. A lot of them were. That was one of the biggest challenges with the convention, Joe, is that a lot of the speakers got up there to tout their own platforms and how great or not great they're doing, but not to do the job they were meant to do.
Well, Christie says that my job wasn't to do that, but let's get the conversation going at 919-860-9783. Join the conversation with Wendy. 919-860-9783, the Move People to Action Systems for Business Acceleration. She is a person who understands effective speaking, what needs to be done. I mean, they ought to be hiring you over there. Obama or Mitt Romney ought to get you on the team. Let's talk about, and then when we get, let's talk about Mitt Romney coming up, because I have some positive things to say about his speech.
Good.
Because I can relate because I'm from Michigan. Because that part. But join the conversation. Lines are open. Good time to call. Let's talk about it. 919-860-9783. Our guest, Wendy Lipton Debner, Duke grad. She's a Dukie. News Radio 680 WPTF. Join the conversation. We're talking about the GOP convention. What motivated you? Who spoke at that convention? Who related to you? What was your overall impact from the GOP convention? Did it change your mind at all? Did you learn something about somebody you didn't know about? Wendy Lipton-Dibner is our guest, Professional Impact Incorporated, founder of Move People to Action, and she is a proud Blue Devil alumni. Wendy, before we get to Mitt Romney, I mean, come on, I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan. Your take on Clint.
Oh, wait.
Come on, he's the outlaw, Josie Wales. He's Harry Callahan.
You know, I'm a big fan, too, but unfortunately, he did not do the convention proud with his appearance.
Well, you know, I look at it differently. I mean, you know, it's Clint Eastwood. I just looked at it as Clint Eastwood. I didn't care about the GOPs or Mitt Romney. I just listened, getting a kick out of Clint. And come on, he's 82. He's the outlaw Josie Wales, my favorite Western. He's Harry Callahan, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Frankly, I don't know why they invited him, and I don't know why he showed up, but I just took it as, hey, it's 10 minutes with Clint Eastwood. Why are we putting all this stuff into it?
He didn't comb his hair, Joe.
Well, he never combs it. Come on, he's dirty, Harry.
I mean, this was an opportunity.
Yeah, his hair was sticking up.
Huge impact on people's lives with his opinions.
Yeah, but it is. He doesn't. He's just dirty. See, I don't read all that into it, Wendy. I mean, maybe I'm different because I'm a media guy, and you know, I mean, I do shows every day. I mean, I just took it as Clint Eastwood. You see, when I go see a movie, my wife will get mad because we'll go see a movie. It's too much political. I don't care about that. I'm in for the entertainment value. Whatever the movie's going to say is not going to affect my mind. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I just got a kick out of watching Clint Eastwood.
Good.
But you know, you're saying now, if you're on the Mitt Romney team, you're going, Mitt, we made a mistake putting that guy on stage. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. If you're on the Obama team, you're really, really celebrating right now.
Well, if I'm on the Obama team, because I'm crazy, because I'm a broadcaster, I'd go get Tom Hanks to talk to a chair for 10 minutes.
There you go.
I really would.
There you go.
I'd bring in the biggest, you know, celebrity the Democrats can find, put an empty chair there, and talk to Mitt Romney. You think they'll do it?
The people would scream laughing only because now it would be making fun. You know, the Democrats, and we'll get to them in a second, they have a tremendous opportunity right now to really take hold because they got to be the ones to sit back and watch the Republican show. Now all they have to do is respond and then jump on it.
Well, I'm trying to think about that, and you got to refresh my memory, Wendy, because you went to Duke and I went to community college. The party that's in power always is second, right?
Yes.
But when there's... So, okay, that's what I thought. So that's why the Democrats get to go last.
Yeah, they get the advantage.
Yeah, okay. Why are they starting on a Labor Day, though? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know. I wasn't part of that decision.
They didn't call you, Wendy?
They didn't. I don't know why not.
Wendy's our guest. Join the conversation. What did you think of the GOP convention? Who'd you like? Who you didn't like? 919-860-9783. Best guest we can have on is you. 919-860-9783. All right, let's get to the big one.
All right.
Everybody said, Wendy, all the talking heads, this is how he's going to show everybody who he is. Give me your take on Mitt.
All right. So here's the thing. I look at this guy in terms of his background, but it doesn't have to do with him being rich. It has to do with the rules that he was taught growing up about what's okay to do and not do in public. Those rules have held him back through this entire campaign. And what everybody keeps complaining about, which is his inability to quote-unquote connect, it's not an inability, it's an unwillingness.
Why, because of his father and his mother, who I don't know personally, but I grew up with George Romney as a governor for 8 years.
I don't know them either. I do know that all of my training and experience over 30 years has taught me that each and every one of us carries around these internal rules that determine how we're going to behave in public.
That's very interesting. Let's analyze that for a second with Wendy.
Yep. 919-860-9783.
919-860-9783. You know, part of the reason doing talk radio, I'm a little more revealing or transparent, I think. I mean, and let me tell you something, and this isn't being bold or whatever. A, I don't drink Kool-Aid really well, and I don't care what people think of me.
There you go.
Now, well, that's just me. And I never worried about it. My family sometimes worries about it. Dad's embarrassing us, you know, whatever. I don't care. Now, I'm not talking about personal attacks. I don't care what you think about me.
Mm-hmm.
In talk radio, I got a third of the people think I'm the greatest thing in the world. A third want to beat me up, have me fired immediately, and the third don't care. They can care less.
So one of the things that I did when I was at Duke, actually, was I did some social research about what are the things that we learn growing up, our value systems, that make it that we care or don't care about what people think. And Romney was raised in an environment where what the neighbors think was really, really important.
My father never cared about it, and neither do I.
There you go. So we carry these values with us, and half the time we don't even realize that we're carrying them. And they affect everything we do. So Romney's speech, in his speech, he did finally pull back the curtains just enough for us to get a teeny little peek, but he was so going against what he was raised to do in that moment that he was uncomfortable doing it. And while most people would never have been aware of that because they were so excited to finally hear something.
Yeah.
The reality is that his discomfort did show.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you that I tend to agree with you. First of all, I thought his speech was good. I was there when his father was governor. I was a young guy, but I remember George. Ronald Romney was one of the best governors the state ever had.
Mm-hmm.
George was a tough cookie. But, I mean, George was a Republican, but he was a liberal kind of a guy.
Yeah.
And I can see what you're saying, because my father... We would go to the there was a public park that we belonged to. We lived on the east side of Detroit, Grosse Pointe Woods. We had a pool. We'd go to the pool, and Dad would get everybody's bathing suit and tie it to the door handles of the car, and they'd be flopping on the way home because they'd be dry.
I love it.
You think Leo cared? Leo, that was my dad. He didn't care what people thought.
I love it.
My wife would have been appalled if we ever did anything like that.
There you go.
Michelle from Wendell, you're on with Wendy. Michelle, good to have you with us.
How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us.
Good. I love your show. And
she loves the show. Jot it down. Wendy, take notes.
Okay, we got it, Michelle. We're with you.
All right, go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I just wanted to say, as far as connecting with Mitt, I don't need to hang out with the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm 54, and I was raised with those kind of values, too, and they're still in my core, but at this age, you know.
You're letting it all hang out, Michelle. Come on.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter. I'm like you, you know?
Well, but, I don't say that because I'm going to tell you something. There's been times that, and my wife is a lot smarter than I am, that I should have shut up and cared what people thought. And you know, you can't be 100% like this, but I'm kind of understanding and liking what you have to say, Michelle. But what I don't do you like Mitt Romney? Is he your guy? Is this the person you think could lead the country?
I do, you know, I do, because he's strong. He's a solid man. He has good morals, good ethics, and I think economically and financially, I think he can do really, really well. You know, I mean, we're going to not have to have a divided House and Senate, but to get anything done. But
yeah, I interviewed,
you know,
Bill Clinton. Yeah,
in the office. But, yeah.
Do you think, Michelle and Wendy, I asked both of you this question? Do you think his background as a Mormon had something to do with that, Wendy? And then I'll let Michelle jump in. Wendy, what do you think?
You know, I think that everybody's background has to do with everything they do. So the answer is absolutely yes. The fact that he was a Mormon, the fact that he was raised in a community of service is going to absolutely have a huge impact on everything he does and how he views the world.
You know, the Mormons, and I know a lot of Mormons, and that's a trivial, stupid thing to say, but I do. The point is they hold everything pretty close to the chest if you're not a Mormon. You don't know what's going on in the temple. You don't know a lot about what the Mormons are up to.
That's exactly
right. I mean, you know, and us Catholics, you know, we meet late at night and wear uniforms and march around the basement of the church. But other than that, Michelle, do you think that had something to do with it?
I agree with Wendy. I think whether you're, you know, Presbyterian, anything, it's going to affect, you know, how you act. But I don't look at it as a big deal, religion as a big deal. I really feel that he and Ryan really want to help this country and get it turned around. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to get it back to the America I knew. Because what
here's what
now,
I don't like, and I understand, but I don't think Barack Obama is wants us to fail. Here's what I don't like about the current administration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the pride in being an American. We don't bow down to anybody. We don't dip the flag. That's baloney. We're Americans. Tough. This is the way we operate.
Exactly.
I want somebody strong in there. Now, I don't think that Barack Obama wants us to fail. I think he is a decent guy. I think he does care. But I think that I need a little bit tougher guy in there. Now, I don't know if Romney's the right answer or not either. Frankly, it's the devil you know and the devil you don't.
Right.
Michelle, I don't know where I'm at right now, to be honest with you. I don't dislike Mitt Romney. I've said some things, but I've said some things about Barack Obama.
Right.
The only problem I have about being a businessman, you need a leader. You can't fire Congress, You can't get rid of you can't clean house like Bain and get rid of all the senators and congressmen,
No, but
you got to deal with him. You need a leader to be able to negotiate. That's where Bill Clinton, I think, did a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, and I think, being a prior business owner myself, you have to learn those skills if you have employees. You have to become, I don't know what to say, knowledgeable in that because...
Well, I just don't know why he doesn't come clean about Bain. Bain Capital, I work, now I do my disclaimer, my real job, this is a part-time job. My job during the week is a major broadcasting company. We're the biggest in the country. But we're Oak Tree Capital. We're a Bain kind of company. Our job is to create wealth, not jobs. Why don't they just say that about Bain? My job was to create wealth for my investors. Well, that's okay. I can get that. Yeah, you created some jobs, and you fired a lot of people and sent stuff overseas. Why can't these politicians be honest, Wendy? And
okay.
Then I'll get to you, Michelle.
All right. Both of you are talking about content. I want you to talk about people for a second. All right? Actual people, because you're both bringing up leaders here. So the question becomes, is this man or that man a more effective leader based on what you've seen and keeping in mind what Joe just said is huge?
Fire
the people.
Hold that thought. Wendy, Michelle, join the conversation. 919-860-9783. Good question from Wendy. Hop on it right now. 919-860-9783. I love Clint Eastwood, I'm telling you right now. News Radio 680, WPTF 919-860-9783. Best guest we can have on is you. Our guest is Wendy Lipton Dibner of Move People to Action. She's a Dookie. And, Michelle, we gotta let Michelle go because Richie is joining us. Richie, welcome to the conversation with Wendy. We want you to chime in. Go ahead, Richie. Welcome to it.
Good afternoon, Joe and Wendy.
Hi, Richie.
Hi. Hey, Joe, you asked a question a little bit earlier. Why was Bill Clinton a better leader than what we have in the White House today? And I think you answered the question yourself, really, because Bill Clinton was a negotiator. And I think that's where Barack Obama lacks skills.
Wendy, state the question again. And Richie, jump in on this. Wendy had a very good question for all of us. 919-860-9783. Go ahead and state the question. I'll let Richie give his two cents on it. Wendy, go ahead.
Okay, Richie, here you go. We need to hire a leader right now who doesn't depend on the ability to fire someone in order to get the job done. He needs to be someone who is strong, who is fair, but who is mostly effective at persuasion. So which of these two guys do you think is fitting that bill?
I think it would most likely be Mitt Romney because actually it's not just firing people, it's hiring people. I mean, if we could compare who Bill Clinton had in his administration and who Barack Obama has and who possibly Mitt might have, I think that's where we get a team together that'll solve some of the solutions to the country's problems because Barack or Mitt or even Bill Clinton couldn't do it all by themselves.
I interviewed Bill Clinton as a sitting president, by the way, and it was an exciting time, and I got him, and I was supposed to do 10 minutes. We did 20 because you don't tell the president to shut up. But I asked him, I said, Mr. President, it's so difficult to get anything done because it's nothing but gridlock. Joe Wade, I disagree. And he went into this thing, and I tell you, it was the smoothest interview I ever had. But Clinton was an interesting guy. I think Reagan, and Richie brought something up, Wendy. Reagan surrounded himself with some pretty smart people. I'm not sure if Barack Obama, I see where Richie's going here. I may tend to agree with Richie. I don't think Barack's got, I mean, what is Joe Biden doing anyway? I mean, what is the point of that? It's because Hillary didn't want the job. But Wendy, I really think I agree with Richie. I think Obama, now we don't know who Mitt's going to surround himself with, but other than Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, I think that Obama's got some weak people in place.
Well, I'm not going to agree or disagree. I am going to invite you to think about this. Whatever it is that led you to form that opinion has to do with the degree to which all of those people are coming across to you. And that's the real question. We need, as Americans right now, we've got a huge decision to make, Joe. And in that decision-making process, we all need to think about what is it that's making us like this person or not like this person or think this person is strong or not think. Something is happening that we're being manipulated by all these people. The question is, are they sending the message that they need to be sending?
Here's what I don't like about Romney, as far as what I know. I'll give Obama credit. He's not afraid to go after the banks and the businesses. I'm not sure if Mitt Romney, on whose team he's on. I don't know if he's on the banks team or not. We just had a news story this week from CBS saying the $25 billion that the attorney generals in this country, including our own, who's been a leader in this, by the way, and I give Moore a big high five. This guy's done a great job. They have not done what they were supposed to do, and that's lower people's home loans and modifications and things. And Obama's on him on that. I think Mitt Romney's part of that team. That's what scares me, Richie. That's what scares me about him.
Well, actually, both Mitt Romney and also Barack Obama has links to Wall Street, whether it's from donations or people that they've put in their administration or are going to.
Yeah, but he seems to dance with them more than Obama. I mean, it's just my two cents. Let me tell you something. Somebody said this, and I'll let you chime in, and then Richie, I'm going to let you go. I got some other callers. But, Wendy, somebody said that if this had been any other person running against Obama, it had been a no-brainer. The Republicans would have been in because the country's in so much trouble. The economy stinks. But yet, it's a neck-and-neck race.
Yes, exactly right. And that's because up to this point, they have done a the Republican campaign has done a tremendous job of being completely down on, are you better off now than you were? So that constant message, which has been around for many, many campaigns, begins to grate on people. And the answer is no, most people are not. So then at that point, you're going to pick a Republican no matter what.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on. Richie, good to hear from you as always. Have a good day. Have a nice Labor Day.
Take care. Okay? Have a good week.
All right. Michelle, Wendy is our guest. We're talking about the GOP convention. And Wendy's very careful, you know, about who she's backing. That's what those dookies are like, though, you know. The only thing they'll say for sure is they can't stomach Carolina. Other than that, they're always very, very careful what they say about everybody else. Ralph Durham, you're on with Wendy. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, I'd like to challenge you on 2 points. War on women, I think we need to address it as women on welfare. I think that a few years ago we had, about 4 decades ago, where it was a public policy to put women on welfare, destroy the family unit, and put people in projects, prisons, prostitution. So perhaps we need to address it and get a solution from whomever to get so that we don't have women at a disposition where they rather sell their bodies out of desperation to have income. And we know that occurs. Even in Texas under Bush, they had a undercover thing where police officers went last a month to get women to perform sex because they said, we know they're broke and they will do that. Now, you just had a thing about prostitution and carry. So perhaps we might want to recognize when poverty leads to people doing things that they would not do otherwise.
All right, let's let Wendy jump in, Ralph. Talk about, she's the guest. Wendy, go ahead.
Ralph, I love the way that you're thinking in terms of helping women get protected and safe and all of that good kind of stuff. I'm not exactly sure I understand where you're going in terms of the campaign on that.
Well, he's a conservative, and he wants to put people to work and get people off of welfare. He wants to get rid of all the liberals. So Ralph's an okay guy. I mean, Ralph has been calling here for a long time. Ralph, am I out of line? Go ahead.
Well, point, that's not whether you're liberal or conservative, but you're either right or wrong. And neither anyone that's been in office for 30 years have addressed the issue that many times people want to have the liberal dollar. They won't have the liberal votes, and you can't have both. and the opportunity is the good solution, because I'll be honest with you, we don't have anything that will find a solution for the general population where we have families put back together to have jobs where people can make a living with it. And at the same time, you cannot live on $2 a day like they do overseas. Yep. And the opportunity is that we've lost that opportunity, and we're going to have to do something to have some unity and understanding to get something cheap. You're not going to do it with rhetoric or by bashing one another.
All right, Ralph, appreciate the comment. Ralph from Durham, always interesting. Thank you, Ralph. Ralph lives in a world that I don't know where it's at, Wendy. I mean, I don't knock Ralph. He's called. He's a decent guy, but he's living in a world that just doesn't exist. I mean, I keep trying to tell this. Ralph, this all sounds great, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
People with interests right now.
Well, Wendy, there is this knock on Romney, and I don't want to knock Romney because Obama's got plenty of things to knock about. He's not connecting with the women. What is it about women they don't like about Mitt Romney? I mean, he is an honest guy. He hadn't cheated on his wife. And the Mormons don't cheat. They don't drink. They don't drink caffeine. I mean, he's not going to be doing anything like that. He grew up rich, okay? Not his fault, but it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact. I talked to his campaign manager when he ran for governor in Massachusetts, and Mitt is a very caring guy, but he's not a warm guy. That's what his campaign manager said. And I see that coming across. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's finally starting to let some of that shine, which is why his numbers are probably going to go up now with women. Don't forget, and, you know, my heart goes out to so many men on this one. We're not easy to talk to.
Oh, come on, Wendy.
We're just not.
No, you're not. I mean, this worked from whoever did the two different planets things is so true.
Oh, John Gray, brilliant. You know, let's just get Dukey on you for a minute. There's a reality. There's a difference.
We love Duke here. That's not a problem with Duke.
All right, thank you. So there's a difference between men and women's brains and how we process information.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think men hunt and women camp.
Okay, so we have this thing in our brains. It's 20% bigger than you. So here's what that means. It means that we're better at looking at a bunch of things at once. Men are better at linear thinking, straight line.
Totally agree. I'll go into a mall, I'll pass everything, look at nothing until I get right to what I want, I get it, grab it, and walk straight up.
Okay, and women are taking everything into account, from what's in the window to what their children are doing to da-da-da-da. So, and that's a brain wiring issue. That's not about values or anything else. Now, good. When a candidate gets on that stage, he's got to address both types of brains.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama's better at that than Romney. And that's why Romney has been missing women. Other analysis, you know, people will come on your show, Joe, and they'll say, oh, it's because, you know, Romney's talking about this abortion thing or that. No. If you really get down at the end of the day, it's not the issues. It's how they're literally communicating, and Romney's missing that.
919-860-9783. Best guest we can have on is you. Join our guest, Wendy. Lipton Dibner from Move People to Action. Do you agree or disagree with Wendy had to say? 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. This race is so close, Wendy. Nobody knows what to do. You know, the sad thing, I've been hearing crazy numbers that we might have up to 50 to 60 to 70 million people registered and not even going to bother to vote because they don't think it makes a difference anymore. That's pretty sad.
I know, it's very sad. I really, you know, if I'm doing these media interviews, Joe, there's really nothing in it for me to be doing this. I'm doing this because I really want to see Americans get out there and make a really informed decision this year and go do it.
And you're not backing anybody particular.
No,
I mean, you
I'm
have
not.
Your own opinions, and I, you know, whatever, you're going to vote for who you want to. By the way, I forgot to ask you, you went to Duke, but where are you living right now? What state are you in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
You bet.
Okay, where are you from originally?
I grew up in New York City.
Okay, and you picked Duke. How'd you manage to, just go on a sidebar here for a second, how'd you manage to pick Duke?
Actually, Duke called my bluff. When I graduated from college, I really wanted to go be on Broadway.
And Overture, Turn the Lights, This Is It.
That's where I was going.
A Night of
my
Nights.
My grandmother said, you know, you really need to go to graduate school. So I applied to the top schools in the nation, figuring they wouldn't accept me, and that way I could go do what I wanted to do, and Duke called my bluff.
Wow, and you enjoyed your time in Durham?
I loved it.
Yeah. Great school. Yeah. Well, very proud to be a Duke grad. There's no doubt. You're that's your graduate school, right?
That's my graduate school, and I just, you know, I owe them a lot. They really turned my head around, got me thinking about a lot of things. It was an amazing experience, and I got to have hush puppies, and that really changed my life.
All right, Wendy, we appreciate it. Let's say lines are open, 919-860-9783. We've had some good calls. We're talking a little bit about what we saw at the GOP convention, what we're really analyzing. And I got to tell you, Marco Rubio floated my boat. I didn't know a lot about the guy. I thought Jeb Bush did a great job. I think Paul Ryan, I think he hit the nail on it. I think Paul Ryan's a smart guy. I mean, he's a young guy. He's got a nice-looking family. He's smart. Yeah, but he never had a job. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against him. That's just a fact, okay?
Yep.
The fact is, he never really had a job.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a very interesting election. I think people are scared. I mean, I really believe, Wendy, people are scared.
Yes, they are.
They're scared if Barack Obama gets four more years. A dear friend of mine from Michigan, my best friend, who's a very conservative guy, said to me today, he says, I'm not sure we're going to be better off with Mitt Romney. He's scared.
Right.
Where do you stand on it? 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. The best guest we can have on this show is you. News Radio 680, WPTF, Joe Wade, former color guest, Wendy Lipton-Dibner of Move People to Action. You're drawing a crowd here, Wendy. Bruce is on the road. Welcome to the conversation, Bruce. Good to have you with us.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bruce.
I hear you're having, I'm having an interesting time because of the fact that we had the convention the other night, and somebody made the remark that, you know, a businessman can show other businessmen how to run a business, but a politician can only teach people how to stay in office.
I didn't say that, but it sounds interesting. But go ahead, Bruce. What's your question for Wendy? What do you make of what happened at the GOP convention? Have your decision been made? Who you're going to vote for?
Yeah, it was made. It was made when Obama gave the unions back their money that they gave him to get in office.
Okay, you're talking about the bailout of the auto companies and stuff.
Yeah, because how can we bail out GM? If the unions are now 46% of the ownership, a union shouldn't be able to own a business.
I understand, but I'm not going to argue. I have a different opinion of that because I happen to be from Detroit, and that's how we, you know, make our living up there. So they did pay back all the loans, but, you know, government bailed out Chrysler a long time ago, too. But I understand that. I mean, you're entitled to that opinion, Bruce. My point is Mitt Romney going to be a better president than Barack Obama? And, you know, whether Barack did that for the unions, Mitt's going to do something to turkey off, too, Bruce. So just get ready.
Okay. Well, everything's going to come out. But the point is that Obama says now, I need four more years to take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton told us that in four more years, he'd take care of the problem. And obviously somebody else took over as president after that. So there's a lot of things going on. If you're a diehard Democrat, you're a diehard Democrat. I'm an unaffiliated, but I'm going for Romney because of the fact that I can see we have more potential because he's a businessman and he's going to know what it takes for a country to tax a person. Now, a good point I heard was the lady and her husband have five kids, and they have their own business. They make $265,000 a year off their business. Now, if Obama's in office, number one, they're going to have to pay the $250,000 type of taxes. But the point that comes down next is, if everything takes place and Obamacare gets put in, because a great friend of mine is retired, he read Obamacare. If the government puts Obamacare into place and you have a business and the government comes in and they say, okay, your insurance doesn't meet our standards, that business has to pay $3,000 per employee per year.
I understand, but Bruce, you're going off the track of what my focus is on this program. That's all right. I mean, you gave your opinion. You did your thing. We're talking about the people, not so much the policies. And we appreciate your phone call and drive carefully, Bruce.
Okay.
All right. Wendy, I mean, I kind of want to stay on track because, Wendy, I want to ask you something right now, if you don't mind.
Please.
We got the Democratic Convention coming up.
You bet.
You want to come on next Saturday at 1 to talk about their speeches?
I'm going to take 2 seconds to check my calendar, but I think so.
You email me later, okay? The invitation is to do the same thing next week, okay?
Yep.
All right, this is Rude Mike from Hillsborough. He's a very rude person, Wendy. Mike, what's going on? Welcome to the conversation. I'm just kidding you, Rude Mike. Go ahead.
That's all right. What bothered me about the just before the convention started and during the convention and even after the convention is the thing that's concerning me right now most of all is the Senate race in Missouri. And I'm just wondering, my take on this is I'm very proud of that man that has chosen to stick with it when the Republicans just about ate him alive and told him to quit.
All right, now you're kind of on a track what I'm trying to keep focused on with Wendy. Now, we're not talking policy every bit of the way. We're talking about people and the selling of people, and that's Wendy's forte. Wendy, okay. Let's talk about, Mike, that's a good point. I mean, you're on the right track here. Wendy, he's talking about the guy that made the notorious comments about rape, and where do you stand with that guy? I mean, those comments are just, I mean, the guy's he's done.
Yeah, he is. He's done. Anytime you've got a public platform and you're going to make a statement that absolutely affects or scares or impacts or moves people, you're going to have a trickle effect, and he's now experiencing it.
Mike, why do you – I mean, look, he might be a decent guy, Mike, but that's – you know, I got a daughter, I got a wife, I got three sisters, I got a mother. I mean, what is he talking about?
Well, the thing of it is, this is the way I feel about it. I don't care what a Democrat says, whether he's a vice president or anything else that's stupid.
And Joe Biden says a lot, but go ahead.
Yeah. Have they turned on him? No.
And that's well, but you're talking about the Republicans that turned on their own guy.
That's what I'm talking about. The Republican Party doesn't seem to be able to, when something really messes up, I don't think that man really intended, I don't think that man meant what everybody has meant.
He probably did, Mike, but here's why the Republicans are running from him. They are in a tough, tough position right now, and they can't have one bad apple in the bunch.
Yep.
And they got to cut that apple out as fast as they can because they're trying to sell it to the American public.
Mike, you are bringing up such an important point that I just really want to specify this. What you're talking about in terms of an entire party turning on one politician is the perfect example of watching what people will do when they think their own existence is being threatened. Now you're not seeing people looking out for what they believe as much as seeing people reacting to make sure they don't lose votes.
You know, I tell my son who's 22 years old, I said, whatever you do doesn't affect you. It affects your mother, me, your sister, your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. What you do affects all of us. And what Wendy's saying, Mike, what he did affected everybody in the Republican Party.
I understand what she's saying, but I still say, all right, I'll say, okay, he must go. I'll wait and see what that agriculture bunch decides to do. If they decide to jump in and support him, I think he should stay. He's going to win that seat.
All right, we'll see what happens. Mike from Hillsborough, always a pleasure, Mike.
Okay,
still working? You still got a job? You doing all right?
Oh, God, I'm working every day. It was supposed to be part-time.
Okay, Mike. Appreciate it.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye. Wendy, bye. It's been very interesting, but the offer goes out to if you want to show up next week, we'll talk about the Democrats and see what effective speeches they had. If you're open, just email me and if you can do it or not, okay?
Absolutely.
You know, you get back. I mean, what I said to my son was, it really means it. You know, I mean, whatever you do affects us. I mean, it affects me. It affects your mother. It affects everybody. This doesn't affect you, and I think that's what's going on. I am just in shock, believe it or not, at times to say how this close this election is.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's why more than ever, we really need everybody to get out there and get their opinion heard, because in this election, more than ever, one vote really could do it.
I think that people are upset. I mean, do talk radio, I say to people, everybody calls not happy. Nobody calls me as happy. Everybody's kind of holding their nose. It's the devil you know or the devil you don't. Romney scares people, maybe right or wrong. Maybe he does. Obama has been a guy that everybody thinks is a nice guy, but man, everything he's tried is just, I mean, he does some good things against the banks and other things, put a few people in jail, but the stimulus didn't stimulate anybody. The Fed is scared to death. The stock market's up and down. Oil's out of control. Nobody knows anything anymore. It just, and bowing down to a Saudi prince really gagged me, frankly. We don't bow down to anybody. We don't dip our flag for anybody. Tough. You know, we got a couple of friends in the world, and that's England and Australia. And I asked some guys at Special PSYOPs at Fort Bragg, the guys that know. I said, who do we trust? He said, England and Australia. End of story.
Right.
That's it. We don't trust anybody else. It's going to be a tough time. It's going to be very, very interesting. And so give me a grade on Mitt Romney, A to D or E failing. How did he do? Just give me your as your focus and what
I'll
you
give
focus.
Him a B plus.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yep. I think he did a great speech. I think he's B plus is not going to be enough to win the election, though. I think he's really
good. I thought he did good, too. I saw a little bit of that. I thought Marco Rubio really related to me. Wendy, you related to me. Wendy Lipton Dibner, she may be back next Saturday. I'll look for your email. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
Have a good one, you dookie. You're playing Florida International University today, if that matters to you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's you and me. We're going to duke it out. 919-860-9783.